Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Walt Whitman wrote, "I bequeath myself to the dirt to grow from the grass I love. If you want me again, look for me under your boot soles." If you live in Monroe, much of West Monroe, Sterlington, Lake Providence, or Tallulah, your dirt is young, 10,000 years or less. These are alluvial deposits, sediments laid down in the floodplains of flowing rivers and streams. If you live on the Mason Ridge in Oak Grove, Dale High, Ravel, or Winsboro, your soil is older, perhaps up to 20,000 years, and has a cap of lerse, a windblown deposit. Bastrop is on a separate island of this type of soil. If you live in the red clay hills of West Monroe, Ruston, Farmville, or Bernice, your soil is very old and formed in the Eocene epoch 40 to 55 million years ago. A very small area southwest of Shinney Lake in Ouachita Parish even has soil more than 60 million years old. Soil and rocks are aged by various techniques: radiocarbon dating, the degree of weathering, and the degree of soil development. It is not an exact science. All of Louisiana has been completely covered by shallow seas at some point in geologic history. Likewise, much of the land at lower elevations has been inundated by flooding rivers, bayous, and streams. All of our surface soils, except the lerse soils, were laid down when the land was flooded as sediments, such as clays, settled out of muddy waters. The older soils in the hill country were formed when sediments fell out of shallow seas. Sediments of the flooding Mississippi River and its tributaries formed the younger soils of the Delta. Soils dictate fertility, moisture regimes, and the type of vegetation that will grow. Pines and upland hardwoods grow in the hill country, bottomland hardwoods in the Delta. A very unusual soil type near Columbia in Caldwell Parish supports plants found nowhere else in the state. Soil sustains billions of organisms below its surface in the form of insects, worms, and bacteria. It provides a medium in which plants can grow and nourishes them with nutrients. Soil filters and purifies rainfall to recharge the aquifers that supply our drinking water. It is essential for life on Earth and will eventually recycle our remains, whether or not we have poetic tendencies.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.